This is Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins. It's the last hour in the program, and I'd like to welcome Ed Willett and Cheryl Lee. Together, they've been performing as a duo called Chance about 25 years or so, and the music is really popular. It's been featured on television and featured on the radio all over the world. You've been on stages all over the world. But folks around here might know you best as longtime members of the Blue Canvas Orchestra at Lake Superior Big Top Chautauqua.
Yeah, that's right.
Welcome.
Nice to be here. Thank you.
It was a little shorter drive to come over here than it would be to come down to Madison.
We appreciate that.
Yes.
Yeah. We drive old cars, so it's always appreciated.
Well, speaking of things that are old, you came over from High Bridge from your place on Poor Farm Road.
Yeah.
Not making
that up.
It's a real address, too.
No. And if you saw it, you would say, that's aptly
yes.
named.
Yeah. Here it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a photo on the cover of your CD, which is called Poor Farm Road.
Yeah. It's just such a great title, I thought. It says it for a musician's life.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a... You got to use that.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
It's rich. It's
yeah.
rich. Well, now you've come to Wisconsin by way of Los Angeles and all kinds of other places. How did you end up here?
Actually, we ended up here in a time period where there was the OJ trials and the Bronco chase and earthquakes, and it just seemed to be time. And also Ed's family cabin in Barnes. They had had a family cabin that had been there for 70 years at that time. And he had family here. I didn't, but I grew up in San Diego, California, actually. So we were getting to that point, and L.A. was getting pretty crazy. It was getting pretty crazy. The L.A. riots were happening, and O.J. and
yeah.
So it was very quiet and peaceful.
Yes,
and
yes. And we were touring, and we still are on the road a lot, and we just decided that we should really be looking forward to going home, and that had stopped happening in Los Angeles. We were actually feeling more comfortable, you know, in Colorado or wherever else we were, and then it would get to the end of the tour and you go, oh, dang, now we gotta go home. That's not the way you're supposed to feel about home. So
has that changed, being in a rural place in northern Wisconsin?
Well, now we like to get out to the city.
Yeah, let's come for full circle.
Yeah, let's go have some good food, you know.
One of the funniest things I ever saw when we first got here, though, coming from the stinky L.A. basin, was little goslings and the mother goose going across the road, and people stopping their cars and waiting for them to go across, and then the kid with the lunch pail skipping home
yeah.
with mom running out.
Because we thought that was Disney, you know, but it turns out it's an Iron River
can't
somewhere.
Be real. It was so cute, and just geese and, you know, animals that were really almost, I would have thought, were semi-tropical. Actually, but just the beauty and the abundance of
the swans when
things.
They land in the
trumpeter swans that weren't from Disneyland on a track.
Mm-hmm.
Going around Tom Sawyer's Island on a track. And
yeah, Cheryl was an urban girl.
Yes, so.
And I assured her that all of the rumors about it being so cold in Wisconsin were completely exaggerated.
Oh dear!
Yeah.
I own more scarves than anyone. I challenge anyone to own more scarves
than I. She takes off her long johns in July for sure, for sure July.
One day, maybe.
One day, yeah.
Well, this has been an inspiration for you in a lot of ways. And in fact, why don't we hear one of the songs from your CD? How about the title
yeah,
one?
Yeah, great.
Did this come out of spending time at your farm?
It did, yeah. It's one of the, you know, when you're writing a tune, often you look for just the kernel that's going to make the whole, that's going to sum up the thing. And we have rehearsals at midnight, 1 a.m, 2 a.m, and I've talked to the farmer neighbors, you know, and they notice, you know, oh, I saw lights on really late, and you try to explain, you know, they try to explain their life to us, and we try to explain ours to them. And I was just tickled with the idea that we're just sort of planted there in this unlikely place, but still doing our thing. And so this song has that going on.
It's called Poor Farm Road.
We tend to leave without a thimble of food. We're always patching up ourselves and sorting.
and raising up our dreams from a kernel of truth here on Bull Farm Road. Back another day, we're hiding on David's farm. It's not that we don't care for you, it's just that all we want to do is hide out on David's farm.
And we know the end is coming,
we can hear the whistle blast, watch the bone cars haul our future straight into the past. But still we keep on searching for the beauty that lasts. And on this road, there's music in the night, and there's laughter on the wind, almost all of the time. And the love is so thick, you can cut it with a knife. Never know that you go
on Poor Farm Road. Time, won't you have a seat? I've only just sat down to eat the sweet of your precious hour. I didn't realize how few there were, could not decide if I deserved the sweet of your precious hour. Drinking the silence, laughing it away, listening for spring to appear. Sing to the stillness, no business today, singing when there's no one to hear.
To believe without a thimble of proof,
we're always patching up ourselves in this old tin roof and raising up our dreams from a kernel of truth here on Poor Farm Road. And on this road, there's music in the night and there's laughter on the wind almost all of the time. And the love is so big you can cut it with a knife. On Poor Farm Road.
The name of that song is Poor Farm Road, and it's from a CD called Poor Farm Road, and it's a really neat song. I love the kernel of the truth in that line.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it also sort of evokes the feeling of crops and kernels of, you know, of actual, I don't know, farming things.
Oh, absolutely. That whole CD is...
Thank you.
We had a whole crop of songs that hey, did you see how I didn't? That was incredible. No, and all of the songs on there had, or most of them had something to do with farming, as it turned out, just because we were writing about our surroundings and that's the way it turned out. So that's when we thought, let's name that Poor Farm Road.
Well, speaking of farming and inspired by farming, you were talking about getting to know your farming neighbors, and it's a hard thing for small family farmers to make a living these days. Things are getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
And you've written about that too, a little bit of social commentary.
Yeah, we early on in my life, I met a couple that they were the aunt and uncle of my girlfriend at the time, and they were in close to bankruptcy, and it was a family farm, second generation or third generation, and they got caught up in that whole expansion and moving into corporate farming and the ease of getting a loan for $250,000 and all this, and they would see the other farmers around them making a lot of money, and for, you know, that's just has never been a part of farming until it went huge. But it's like the lottery. Somebody makes a lot of money and then most of them go bust. And so anyway, that's what inspired this tune. David and Luella is the name of it, and these two were of German descent, and were the little idea that started the whole thing was I saw just a tiny tear in the eye of this German granite of a man. I mean, just
stoic.
Oh my God. I had never seen anything like it. He was just a pillar, and just that little bit of emotion was, I just gave myself goosebumps here.
Oh, so, I believe you.
No, it was
totally believe you.
It was a moment. So anyway, that was the yeah. spark of that tune.
Well, let's listen to this one. It's called David and Luella.
We can hold the land in our hands. Are you willing to?
Oh, Dave, I guess we won't hold the land anymore. I guess we all just pass through. But I couldn't blame you.
Tight-fisted smiles in overall jeans, making something from nothing, did it all the time. To the amazement of many, this was their life.
They were up before the sun rose, and after it died, there was a fortune in family, fortune in pride. Felt about farming was etched in stone, saying one man's prison is another man's home. Oh,
and you can ask a farmer to work his whole life, to strain and to struggle right up till he dies. You can ask his patience while stone turns to sand. But you can't ask a farmer to give up his land. Well, I'm sorry, Luella, I know what I said, that we'd always be happy and we'd always be fed. But what can I do when my best ain't enough? And they really find the meaning of times that are tough.
Children, oh children, I don't know where it's gone. I don't know about your future, and I don't know about my own. Oh, I thought by now we'd have something we could pass on. Well, I guess I must have been wrong. I guess I must have been wrong. Thank you.
I am a farmer. Can we watch the sunset over the corn?
Oh, day, I guess we won't watch the sunset anymore. I guess we all just pass through. But I couldn't blame you.
Oh, and you can ask a farmer to work his whole life, to strain and to struggle right up till he dies. And you can ask his patience while stone turns to sand. But you can't ask a farmer to give up his land. Ask a farmer to give up his land. No, you can't ask a farmer to give up his land.
David and Luella is the name of the song. And my guests are the duo Chance, also known as Ed Willett and Cheryl Leah. They are here in the studio with me. I'm broadcasting from Superior today. And you two gig on a regular basis.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is a beautiful song. You were saying you enjoy doing this on stage because you go back and forth and tell the story a little bit.
Well, I really like this story because it was based on a true couple, actually, who it was a happy ending. Ultimately, they did get their farm back, but eminently they were a multi-generational, you know, couple who ran a farm for forever and took great pride in it. And what I liked about the song form was that it's almost like a little farm opera, if you will, because it changes tense and it changes chronology, and he's talking to her, saying things. Well, I'm sorry, Luella. I know what I said. We'd always be happy and we'd always be fed, but what can I do when my best ain't enough? And they've redefined the meaning of times that are tough. Mm-hmm. And then she talks to him, so it's almost like a little cameos, and then it goes to the verse and stuff. But I like the way that it didn't follow the normal pop structure in any way, and I enjoy it so much live because I think there's a lot of people who really have come to the brink of losing their farm, and they're very sad about that, and they work really hard. But I always horrify formula songwriters with that, but it didn't fit. The music must fit the message, and that's what I really like about mm-hmm. I enjoy performing this mm-hmm. one.
And the sound of it is really neat. You mentioned that your percussionist chose sleigh bells.
Sleigh bells.
That's what it gives it, a really neat sound.
Yeah, we work with Dane Richeson whenever we can get him. He's a professor down at Lawrence College
of percussion.
And when we record, we pick the people, we cast it, and then we turn them loose because we always feel like people who are invested in it will give you their best stuff. So you make your decision about who you want in it, and then you want to bring them out and make them feel a part of it. So Dane always brings up stuff we would never ever consider it. So in that opening, we just brought him up and said, he was up for a week, and we said, we don't know what you want to do here, and he listens to it a little bit. And then he gets sleigh bells out, which to control sleigh bells,
that's very difficult.
Holy cow. And then that and a triangle, and that was what was under the verse. And it's just so, it's like little kisses of things, it's so delicate.
That.
So delicate.
Yeah.
Special vibe. And you also had Andy D playing on that, too.
Yeah, he's a dobro player. He played a lot of dobro on this. And Andy, we worked with at the Big Top for a number of years, and he's down in the city. He's a great player. Yeah. And, Bruce Bowers has played fiddle on this. Bruce Burnside played banjo on a tune. I played a lot of things. I played bass, violin, cello, guitar, just because we couldn't keep spending money on it.
On the back of it, we have bios on everybody that, and we worked with Andy and everybody at, with the Blue Canvas Orchestra, because on Poor Farm Road and David and Luella, that's my beloved 74 Dobro that I bought with my paper route money when I was in the seventh grade, you know.
Yeah.
Just they have their little stories about their, what, you know, a lot of these things are historic instruments too.
I know Bruce Burnside has, he's a walking encyclopedia.
Oh,
holy cow.
Yeah. I know it.
Yeah, he's made a life study of it. It's fascinating.
It is fascinating.
Of fretted instruments.
Oh, yeah. He can tell you stories. I still work with Bruce. I'm doing some arranging for his new show up at the Big Top that's happening this summer.
Oh, I mentioned that earlier too.
Yeah, so.
Well, you talked about your cello, and that's your primary instrument, right? What are your backgrounds as musicians? I see that you've done jazz and classical and world music.
Well, I went to out to University of Southern California to study cello with a person who was assistant to Piatigorsky, because Piatigorsky was the line that I wanted to follow. And so I went to that grade school. I got work with Columbia Artists right after that, touring chamber music, and I got an orchestra gig. And then after a little while of that, it was evident to me that it wasn't going to do me in the long run. It was a fantastic training, but I could tell, I could just see that I needed to do something else. And actually, that's when I met Cheryl, as we were both looking for a band in L.A. and of an experimental nature, and we ended up in the same band. And
it was an Afghani rock band.
Yeah.
In the 80s.
It was great, though.
It really was good.
The woman was taking Afghani folk tunes and setting them in real rock
80s,
settings.
80s punk.
Yeah,
Afghani
but
band.
There was a sitar in it, and a cello, and a sax player, and a lot of electric guitar, and it was very, very loud.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very
but cool that's band. Where we met, and then we started singing together and writing our own stuff, and then we got married a year later, so that was 26 years ago.
I fell in love with Ed because of the unison, because never in my life had I had a more perfect unison match. It's true.
How
you're
symbolic.
Talking about vocally.
Singing, yeah.
Wow, you're right. It's hard to do that, isn't it?
It's incredibly hard to do.
Usually you have to try it.
Unison is very hard, underrated. Yeah. You know? It's true, though.
Wow, that's kind pretty. So you blended right. You blended physically with your voices right away. That's neat.
Yeah. That's kind of our tip.
Yeah.
Something was up.
Something was going on.
Well, as part of you've done all this experimentation and crossing of genres. You, Ed, went on the road with Peter Buffett and his Spirit Show, which I've seen. It's a wonderful show.
That was a great show. It stopped after 2.5 months out, or 90 shows. I think we did 90 shows. And I got a real appreciation for what it takes to make a Broadway musical work, because it was a great show. People loved it, but a show like that is the product of so many things that... You know, just because it was a great show doesn't mean it's going to succeed, you know.
Right.
Timing and everything.
But you got a song out of that.
Yes.
Cheryl, didn't you were inspired to write when he was away?
I was indeed, and it gave rise to a tune called You Are Paris. And basically, it was born of not only the loneliness of being on a farm alone, but it was, I used to work in a film library in Los Angeles, and it was my job to catalog scenes from and catalog them for licensing for film and TV. And among the vast amount of footage that I was privy to see on a daily basis, I saw numerous frames of Paris in 1905, before World War I, when it really was a different world. It truly was resplendent and happy. And people on the street, and it was real footage. It wasn't staged. It was people were on those big bicycles, you know, the unicycles, and they'd have the flower girls just out on the street with just flowers spreading out all over the sidewalk. There'd be mimes and opera singers and stuff. Then World War I happened, and many people in the Northland were separated, and World War I happened and changed the world forever. And the husband goes off to Paris, and she's home, and so forth, thinking of all the things that are happening to him in, and Gay Paris, and how am I going to keep him down on the farm after he's seen Paris? So it was, many things went into that, actually.
He packs up his troubles in his old kit bag, puts his dreams on the windowsill for a better day. The weeds in the garden hates to leave it that way, and her, he hates to leave her.
She stands by the window long after he's gone, speaks to the silence, it won't be that long. And doubting what's killing her could ever make her strong, she cries. She cries. How's she gonna keep him down on the farm once he's seen Perry? How's she gonna keep him safe from the harm that can fall so easily?
Ah, but if she only knew, if she only knew that he sings, you see the moon and the moon sees me. I'm a road-weary soldier and you are Perry. You see the moon and the moon sees me. I'm a road-weary soldier and you are Perry.
Troubles from her old knit bag, sees the sun that is setting on another day, leans on the silence that falls ever long. She's strong, she's got to stay strong.
And there are holes in the door where the wind blows through, but there's wood for the winter and a year or two. Though doubtless it's killing him, he cannot show he cries. He tries. He tries. And how's he gonna keep her down on the farm once she's seen Perry? And how's he gonna keep her safe from the charms that can call so easily?
Oh, but if he only knew, if he only knew that she sings, you see the moon and the moon sees me. I'm a home-weary soldier no one can see. You see the moon and the moon sees me. I'm a home-weary soldier and you are Perry.
You see the moon and the moon sees me.
I'm a home-weary soldier no one can see.
You see the moon and the moon sees me.
I'm a road-weary soldier, and you are Perry.
R. Perry. By chance, Ed Willett and Cheryl Leah. They're here in the studio, and we're talking about their music. We're playing from only one CD, which is called Poor Farm Road, but you've made a number of other recordings as well, and even going towards the classical side of things with concerto, I think is?
Yeah, it's a cantata. Cheryl wrote, she had this very epic poem that she asked me to work on called Fields, a cantata for the peaceful rain. It was called Fields, wasn't it?
The poem was just called Fields but then when the piece was created, it
and
was...
So we wrote a piece for chamber orchestra and chamber choir for that, and we had Present Music premiere it, you know, Present Music from Milwaukee. And then I reorchestrated it. And it keeps getting bigger and bigger. Now I have a request from a symphony out in Marin to make it her full orchestra. And I already have had this, that would be the third orchestration. And so I'm trying to figure out, can I take that apart again? Because every time, you know, it's a domino effect. You move one thing and everything else has to adjust, or it's a mess. So...
It's a good mess.
Yeah,
nice problem to have.
We love that piece. Yeah, we love that piece.
Dreadful problem.
It's a 10-movement, 37-minute piece, so it's a lot for
choral, too.
Yeah.
And last year we performed it a couple of times with the White Heron Chorale.
Oh, yeah.
And they were just such nice people and loved it. They just read anything at 20 paces. And how do you sight sing like that? How?
Practice.
Does that happen?
Practice, yes. So yeah, this is our fourth album, and they're all over the place as far as just following our interest at the time.
Mm-hmm. Are you appearing or performing anywhere in the near future that we'd like to know about?
We just did a show last night, and now we're kind of regrouping for a little bit. I'm putting on my booking hat and we're booking things in between my work with Ricky Lee Jones, and that has made it a little bit of a challenge because bands like that, for-profit acts like that, don't book 6 months in advance. They don't have to. So now I get 2 months notice or 3 months notice,
or less,
which you know, to most of the nonprofit booking is you got to write the grant and you got to wait a year and a half and now it's your gig.
So you have a lot of notice.
So we are doing stuff. We'll play around. But I haven't booked it yet. But it'll be that kind of where we rent a theater and put it on ourselves.
And part of the Tomorrow River concert series in February of next year. So we've already copped one 2014 gig. So
yeah.
That's a nice thing.
And we're playing the St. Croix Festival Theater
on September
14th. Thank you.
Yep.
We're opening for Leo Kottke on September 1st at the Big Top. And
if listeners want more information, what's your website?
You should go to www.sonicbids.com/chance8.
Chance with a capital C.
Of course.
Chance 8.
Yes.
And I've put a link on our Facebook page as
well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we're going to close with what song? A nice lullaby, I think.
Yeah, Night Step Softly is the name of it. And
our classical listeners might recognize this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was just on the web refreshing my memory. I ripped this off from Tchaikovsky without knowing it. I did a whole bunch of orchestra work for the first part of my career, and sometimes these great melodies will come through. And so I was looking it up. It's from the Sixth Symphony. About three quarters of the way through the first movement, you'll hear this tune. And if you didn't listen really closely, you would never recognize it because set the way Tchaikovsky did, but it's note for note. So I kind of think that I ripped him off, but I didn't mean to.
He's dead. He won't mind.
Okay, good.
Here it is.
Thank you. Sleep now, angel, let this day be through. Let all but what you've gained from love fall and fade from view. And I'll steadfast be watching over you. Sleep now, angel, sleep. Night steps softly now and grants you leave to ride the wings of truer things to all that you believe, and close your eyes on all that day perceives. Sleep, angel, sleep. Of all that still awaits and all that's yet begun, it's you and I when all is said and done. Sleep, angel, sleep. Sleep now, angel.
What a beautiful, beautiful lullaby.
Thank you.
Night steps softly, with a little help from Tchaikovsky.
That's right. Why not?
Yeah, yes.
The group name, the duo, is Chance. And it's Ed Willett and Cheryl Leah. So talented, and I'm really glad that you came in.
Honored to be here. Thank you.
It was great to meet you.
Yeah, and thanks for sharing your music with Simply Folk listeners.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Yeah, I really appreciate
it.
And if you want more information about Chance, as they mentioned, it's sonicbids.com/chance8. And there's a link on our Facebook page.